Welcome back to the Gardening with Joe and Holly Radio Show. Thank you for being with us today. If you want to be part of question and answer, that's what time it is now. Your questions are answers. You can send that over to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or you can send us, you can give us a call on the Proclamation Hotline brought to you by Proclamation Goods. That number, toll free, coast to coast, 1-800-927-SHOW. 1-800-927-7469.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet and a stock pot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stock pot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with a versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supply is limited, so order yours now at proclamationgoods.com.
All right, Holly, a number of questions came in this week. Let's see how many we can get through to the top of the hour. This one is sponsored by Fleet Farm and FleetFarm.com. I want to plant garlic for the first time this fall. I'm in Minnesota. Can I plant store-bought garlic?
Well, it's not recommended because store-bought garlic is coming from a myriad of places, whether it be growing in a hydroponic situation or even Asia sometimes. And a lot of times they are sprayed with growth inhibitors so that they do travel well, especially when they are coming across the globe. So they're not going to necessarily grow. If you wonder why store-bought garlic just never sprouts or takes a long, long time.
Or tastes terrible,
that's why. So you want to contact an organic garlic supplier, or you could buy from like a farmer's market or something.
Yeah, in the north here of the United States, hardneck garlic is preferred. It grows best from our experience. There are some people that grow softneck garlic, but hardneck is the preferred variety. And if you know the variety, whether it's Spanish Rojard, German Hardy, Purple Glazer, there's a bunch of them. If you know what they're supposed to do, it's a lot easier to grow. And side note, if you've never grown garlic before and you're buying it maybe for the first time from your farmer's market, whatever the recipe says, use a quarter of that. If the recipe says 4 cloves or 3 cloves, use one half.
Well, you would not necessarily use a quarter, but maybe use some and then.
Well, what I'm saying is, you will not believe the aroma
or potency.
The potency. Yeah. Not in a bad way, but it's just very rich.
Right.
All right. Let's see what the next question here is. How often do I add worm castings? Every month, every 2 months, every week? What do I do?
Well, you just kind of want to add a small amount of worm castings to the top of the soil monthly throughout the growing season. Don't worry if you add a little extra. Unlike chemical fertilizers, worm castings won't harm your plants. So maybe just like a sprinkle or so to the top of your soil every month.
If you don't have enough, you can certainly get it from simplegrow.com. They have 100% worm casting, so that works out well. But yeah, you can't over. There are people that will actually start their seeds in 100% worm castings.
Right.
Because it's a safe medium to grow in.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Nothing wrong with our next question here, Holly. I can't find a whole lot of information on growing rutabagas. Great information, that would be. I started some plants early in June, and I'm planting more this week. Everything I read says it's too late here in Wisconsin to grow them. Is this true? Do you have any experience with such?
You can do a fall planting of rutabagas. So you would start those, you would plant yours August 1st in southeast Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We're in zone 5, so you'd have to figure out kind of where what zone you are in. But yeah, that's no problem. It just comes down to your location. And then if it's cool enough, then you're good to go.
Rutabagas will take 60 days to reach maturity. Turnips 60 days, rutabagas 90. We start both of ours August 1st and harvest them accordingly, typically through into November on that. So we've never had success one time in like 5 or 6 years, we've had success growing rutabagas in the spring. They were like softball size. They were beautiful.
Yeah, they were really nice. And actually, I thought we had a fall harvest, a really good fall
harvest. We had several good fall harvests, yeah. Because those days are getting shorter, nights are getting cooler, and those root crops thrive in that kind of condition. So there you go. Next question. Can you grow yacons from seed?
No. Well, so you,
Yacon is a?
Yacon is a root crop from South America, and it's it looks kind of like a pale sweet potato.
Right.
I guess like a gray sweet potato on the inside. It's whitish. And you want to start it from rhizomes.
Rhizomes, which you can purchase online or in the spring. You want to start them 90 days before you intend to put them out. You would put them out the same time as tomatoes. It's far too late now. If you're in the southern hemisphere and in a tropical area, you can plant them year-round. A typical plant will produce, we have averaged about 5.5 to 6.5 pounds. In more tropical areas, they will get 15 to 30 pounds per root zone, per plant. So you can, rhizomes are the only way you can start those plants.
Right. And, yeah, that's correct. And you want to keep that in mind is that you want to plan ahead. And if you can find somebody who sells yacons, definitely. And you've never tried them. They're hard to find in the store. Sometimes you can, I think, find them frozen. But, yeah.
Okay, here's a canning question for you, Holly. How do I know if something can be safely water bath versus pressure canned? Is there a guideline to follow?
Yeah, so I would just recommend looking for the Ball Blue Book, and they update it periodically, and it will give you a nice chart in there as to what can be canned versus water bath versus pressure canning.
Now, there is in that method of there are certain things in which have to be pressure canned, but in the process of pickling them, you can water bath said product, like corn salsa, for example. You would have to pressure can actual corn, but if you make a pickle salsa, you wouldn't have to because of the acidity?
Sure. Yep. So, once you have an item that may have to typically be pressure canned on its own, then if you add an acid, whether it be vinegar, lemon juice, and then even things like sugar, salt, etc., like pickles have their cucumbers, you wouldn't pressure can cucumbers, but they are low acid food, but you're adding that vinegar and that salt to make it.
Dilly beans versus regular beans. The dilly beans can be water bath because of that vinegar acidity.
Right.
And the regular beans now, for some of you may be still water bathing green beans, that should be or needs to be safely in order to consume them, need to be pressure canned. That has changed over the last 15, 20 years. In that method of processing.
Absolutely. And so that's something to keep in mind is that you want to use up-to-date information and be safe about it.
And stores like Fleet Farm and other outdoor tractor supply stores, even big box stores, will have that literature, the Ball Blue Book, available and online stores as well.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.